Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 719 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Corey.
Hi, Pat. I've been looking at competitors' websites, and I've been trying to estimate the amount of traffic that goes to those websites. And I found some free online tools and whatnot, but the estimates vary quite a bit from estimating tool to estimating tool. So I was wondering if you had a recommended or suggested technique or more reliable technique to come up with how much traffic was going to a particular website. Thanks.
Hey, Corey, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. And I do agree with you. A lot of these tools are out there to help you find traffic for other people's websites, and a lot of them spit out a lot of different information. So I'm going to give you a couple quick tips and maybe a couple tools that I'll share with you that I use to estimate and see what other people's traffic is like. The first thing I want to mention is that sometimes you can get an idea, not for website traffic, but for just how popular another website is by looking at sites other than Google or looking at Google traffic or even their own websites. If they have a YouTube presence, for example, it might be interesting to look at some of their YouTube videos and see how many views they have, how many subscribers they have. If you're looking at different competitors, using their YouTube views related to each other is going to actually give you some more precise information, because YouTube tells you how many views a video has. YouTube tells you exactly how many subscribers they have, which is really interesting. Now, if only it were that easy for something like web traffic or even email lists, but unfortunately, it's not that easy. However, there are a couple tools out there that will help you. Now, Alexa.com, A-L-E-X-A.com, will give you some information on a website's ranking, and its ranking is based on traffic versus other websites. It's not going to tell you the exact traffic numbers, but if you are there with a specific Alexa ranking, you can kind of see where other sites are against you. So if another site has a higher Alexa ranking, generally speaking, it's going to have more traffic than you. Again, this is the Alexa ranking at alexa.com. There's another site that I use that actually is my favorite tool for web-based keyword research and potentially to guess traffic and stuff. And it's a free tool that you can use as well, and that is semrush.com. I think SEM stands for search engine marketing, so semrush.com. I use this tool for a lot of different things. I love to look at it and look at my own website's information on it. It tells me very quickly certain keywords that I'm ranking for, search volumes, URLs. It gives me some quick information about organic search, paid traffic search. And in a similar way to Alexa, it's a great way to compare websites versus one another. But I want to give you one more tool. And again, this tool, SEMrush, gives you some organic search traffic data, but it's not completely accurate. I don't know necessarily why it's not, but you know, the only true way to know exactly what the website traffic is that a site gets is to ask the owner. Now, obviously, more than likely they're not going to tell you exactly what those numbers are, but maybe some will. Maybe some have reports, depending on the niche, where they actually share that information, similar to how I do sometimes on my own website or with my income reports. But I have one more website that I want to share with you that does a good job and makes it actually really easy for you to compare people and websites versus each other. So it's SimilarWeb.com. If you go to SimilarWeb.com, you can type in a website there. There's actually a button that you can then push that says plus add competitors. And that allows you to really just in one screen see all the different websites against each other. And even though, again, the traffic numbers are going to be off, although I find that this one's a little bit more accurate than the other ones, at least with my own websites, the nice thing is you can get to easily compare the websites versus one another, which is really nice. There's some other cool graphs that are really cool here. For example, the top referring sites, you can see, you know, how people come to your website and the last part, where they end up going. And then some of the, you know, just kind of like Google Analytics, but a little bit more intuitive in terms of how it looks, a lot more information about social media and all that kind of stuff too. So yeah, check it out. I think everybody should just go there and check it out. It's free to use, at least for the first couple tries. SimilarWeb.com is where to go. So Corey, hope that helps you a little bit. Sorry, I can't give you just a clear-cut answer besides just go and ask the person, which like I said, isn't going to usually work out very well. But you can use these websites that I mentioned earlier to compare sites against one another and your own. So there you go. Thanks, Corey. Appreciate it. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. And thank you for those of you who are customers of the Smart Podcast. And as always, I want to finish off with a quote. And today's quote is from somebody unknown, but it's a great quote. And that is, being happy doesn't mean that everything is perfect. It means that you've decided to look beyond the imperfections. Nobody's perfect. Stop trying to be perfect. Just keep going. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you next week in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.